I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hey, it's George Rock. This is the World Rock Countdown, the place you'll find yet-to-be-discovered bands, emerging artists, and the hottest new songs in rock from all over the world. The Sherlocks are the first band to sell out their hometown venue since the Arctic Monkeys. Here they are now with Escapade on the World Rock Countdown.
You
Hey, it's the Sherlocks with Escapade right here on the World Rock Countdown. Hey, it's George Rock, and one lucky guy got suspended from Twitter for allegedly harassing a legendary mascot. But first, it's a band called Mondo Cosmo from the USA. This song is called Come With Me. Cosmo and Come With Me right here on the World Rock Countdown. One man recently got suspended off Twitter for allegedly sexually harassing Tony the Tiger, the guy on the Frosted Flakes box. This after Tony tweeted a picture of him on the cereal box and captioned it, "The tiger on the box doesn't look bad either." To which this man responded back, "Yeah, I'd fuck him too." And that actually violated Twitter's sexual harassment policy, so they decided to suspend him for quite some time. But don't you think that Tony the Tiger walked into this? What an awesome burn. Here comes a band from Osaka, Japan, Crossfaith, with a song called Rockstar Steady on the World Rock Countdown. We'll be right back. From Osaka, Japan, that is Rockstar Steady, a song from a band called Crossfaith featuring Jesse. You gotta check these guys out. They will really sock it to you, if you know what I mean. Here comes a band from Austria. They are called Marok with One Night in Hell on the World Rock Countdown. Way from Austria, it's Marok with One Night in Hell right here on the World Rock Countdown. This week we sat down with Maor Applebaum, mastering engineer, and he has worked on some great albums from Faith No More. He's the go-to guy for Rob Halford and Yngwie Malmsteen. You want to check this guy out if you want to see what real mastering's all about. Up next, we'll talk to him, and we'll also feature a band right now from all over the world. Members from the USA, Germany, Greece, Austria, and the Czech Republic. It's Sirius Black with a song called Sirius Black Magic on the World Rock Countdown. Magic right here on the World Rock Countdown by a band called Sirius Black. This week, we spoke to Maor Applebaum, mastering extraordinaire, whose work has actually won some Grammys and is in high demand. He's mastered albums from Rob Halford, Yngwie Malmsteen, and Faith No More, and a band that I'm listening to right now called Starset. I asked him what the mastering process really does.
Well, the mastering process is really the final touch. It's where, after everything was done, it's what else can we do to improve and to optimize it, to make it transfer better on different systems, to make it more engaging, pleasant, and improve the experience of the listener. That's where we can make it more open or close or vintage sounding or new or bright or dark or full or, you know, there's still things that you can do to improve or to make it sound in a certain way and create the feel of the like it's an intentional to sound like that. It's like going to a museum and seeing a picture on a wall, the frame of the picture and the lighting that's on the picture, that will be the mastering. It will help you present the picture.
You can check out the whole interview on worldrockcountdown.com. Here comes a band from Holland. They are called For All We Know with a song called We Are the Light on the World Rock Countdown. It's For All We Know from Holland right here on the World Rock Countdown. Here comes a band from the USA. They're called Moretta with a song called Revive the Broken.
We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are sounding to justify.
Showcase aggressive lies that you've disguised to polarize us.
Mining emotions like you always do.
Becoming mercenary to defend media preliminary.
Put us against ourselves to gain more control. Let's push aside our differences. The world is burning.
It's Moretta and Revive the Broken right here on the World Rock Countdown. Things got a bit sticky at a casino in the United States this past week. Check this newscast out.
A Jack casino customer said he was kicked out because they accused him of pooping in his pants.
But he says that never happened, and he was kicked out because he was winning.
That's right. Michael Baldwin here with the story you will only see on Fox 19 Now.
Yeah, the customer says he got over here at Jack Casino around 4 a.m. He said he felt humiliated by the staff when he was questioned about pooping in his pants.
Some of the funniest, trippiest, craziest stuff ever.
It's fair to say this guy, who asked us not to use his last name, had a real crappy day when he visited Jack Casino early this morning. Tyler tells me while playing poker, the casino had a $1,000 giveaway, which he won twice. As he waited to enter the contest for a third time, he had to go to the bathroom. He tells me he was in there for less than a minute. When he came out, he said he was confronted by security.
Before I get to my seat, he gets, sir, and he brings me over to him, and he said,
Did you have an accident in the bathroom?
The casino alleges that Tyler was seen by three customers discarding his underwear after pooping in them. He explains his encounter with them.
He said, I have visual evidence of the contrary to what you're saying, and for hygienic reasons, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Definitely not smelling roses there, but there is a band called The New Roses from Germany. This song is called Dancing on a Razor Blade on the World Rock Countdown. Fire! Listening to the World Rock Countdown from the UK. Here comes a band called Don Bracco with a song called Technology.
Stand you now. messing around. Oh, your mother's been messing around. Cool now, whoa, tidy that shit up. Quit messing around. Oh, my brother's been messing around. Turn that flat tummy. Got a new hobby. Ooh, I'm tired on it. So check out his body. I had a friend, now he works out. I had a friend who can't put his camera down. Non-stop 24/7. I know you're not the only one messing. Quit messing around. Oh, your mother's been messing around. Ooh, now, brother, tidy that shit up. Quit messing around. Oh, my brother's been messing around. Take it back.
Check us out at worldrockcountdown.com. Hey, it's George Rock. That's it for this week. But first, I'll leave you with this next band. They are described as a hard-hitting rock band that never stops entertaining the crowd. Winner of the 2015 Rock on the Range Battle of the Bands, it's Screaming for Silence on the World Rock Countdown.